Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's Friday, Stories of Hope. I'm super excited to introduce you right away to our first guest. We were meeting in the green room and we had a wonderful discussion. And right away, I get so excited to talk about this. I just can't wait to introduce her to you. And she is Stephanie Fernandez. She is a parent coach throughout the life cycle from hypnobirthing to conscious parenting. She combines parent coaching with hypnotherapy to break the cycle of generational trauma, often resulting in toxic parenting. Stephanie is passionate about healing the parent so that their children can grow up free from generational baggage. Welcome to the show today, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi.
So we were talking and you had said this one word and I said, oh my God, that's how we're going to open. And that is, parents come to you. Why?
Because they want to fix their child.
They want to fix their child. They come to you because there's something wrong with their child, or they think something's wrong with their child, and they come to you because they want to fix their child. And what is it that you say?
And I always tell them there's nothing wrong with your child. We don't need to fix your child. We need to look inwards. You as a parent need to look inwards and see what's going on with you. Once you have a good and centered relationship with yourself, you will see how that affects your child and the behavior of your child. And it's almost immediate and instant.
It's almost immediate and instant?
Yeah, it's like when you have the awareness, I give them the awareness. One thing, for example, that parents that work with me always say, what works like a charm is acknowledge your child's feelings. You don't need to fix anything. Just acknowledge and say, I know it's hard to go to sleep. You would like to play more. I understand. That immediately takes out the pressure. The child goes to sleep. That's all you need to do. Or, mommy, I would like to spend more time with you. I missed you during the day when you are at work. You don't need to fix anything. All you need to say is, I know, buddy, I also love you and I miss you and I understand how you feel. You would like to spend all your time with me, isn't it? That's it. The child can reflect and the child can think about what the child is actually feeling. And then they come up with solutions. And the solution is to be able to express, to be able to connect. And it's all about the connection that we need to have with our child. Instead of blaming, I know you want, but I can't. What should I do? I just cannot. And I'm torn into pieces. That's not helping the child. Just projects guilt and shame. And the child stops sharing. And then that's the beginning of the end of the connection.
And I'll add to that by saying this is so good that that's actually what happened to us. Mm. That is what happened to us in our upbringing. We had the second part of, I can't, you should try to do better, or that, you know, there's starving children in China or whatever, whatever the things were. It's like the feelings didn't matter. You know, during that time, especially. And so that is the reason why you're working with the parent, because that's what happened to us. And we have to make that right. Our feelings matter. Even today, even the work that I'm sure you're doing with people, the work I'm doing with people, how are you feeling? Yeah, exactly. Expressing your feelings, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's all about also becoming aware of how I'm feeling as a parent. What is it that I'm actually feeling when my child doesn't eat the dinner I cooked after a long day of work? What is it that makes me so angry and outraged of you are going to eat this dinner because I cooked this for you? It's not because the child is not eating it. It is something else. It's because we didn't have a voice when we grew up. We were not allowed to say, many of us, I'm sure, grew up finishing the plate. We're not allowed to say, I'm not hungry anymore, or today I don't feel like eating this. I only want to eat that. It's not that you are submissive in your parenting when you give your child a voice, but you teach them to express and not swallow. But for that, you need to be aware, what is it that is triggering you?
So good. It's so true. And most people, again, they don't pay attention to that because they're always looking outside, which is why you're helping them look inside. What are you being, what are you triggered about? What is the inflammation that is happening, right? And how you can actually then track that back and release the energy, and then you can move on.
Yeah. And then you can meet your child without judgment and with curiosity.
Yeah. And so how did you come into this work? So, you know, the reason why I know about this work, the emotional neutrality, the trauma and all of that, is because I developed my own healing modality back in 2009 and 10. And then I started the emotional processing of emotions, releasing emotions, you know, processing the wounds of the past, the betrayals, the abandonment, the not worthy, the not good enough, the separation from source, the victim energy, you know, the core wound of abandonment. So all of those, and during that time, because that's when I was healing my own inner child through that work. But how did you discover this work? How did you get into this work?
I had a therapist, a hypnotherapist, to help me bond with my child. Because when I became a mother, I realized that I lived until that point encapsulated. I didn't allow myself to feel what I felt. I lost the connection to myself because of all the social conditioning that I was brought up with, without bad intentions from my parents or my caregivers. It was just, I would say, just the generation back then. I didn't know any better. You are a certain way, you cannot change. This is who you are, Stephanie. And when I became a mother, that whole guard just fell, and I had to be vulnerable and open to bond with my child, and I didn't know how. And I was terrified of abandoning him and not giving him what he needed. I was there for him, but I didn't have the trust in my intuition that what I'm doing is good. So I reached out to a therapist, and within one session, 2 hours, I became aware the whole subconscious flood of information just came up, and all of a sudden I knew what has happened to me. There's a reason why I don't remember many memories of my childhood, and I was not aware that this is not normal. And that just kicked off the process of becoming aware and healing. Like what you said, the inner child is so important. I still have a wounded inner child that is not safe often. But I'm aware of it now, and I get to know myself better, and I have the tools to communicate that, which is also very important. I didn't have that before.
Yeah. And now you're actually helping women, parents that are between the age group of what, 30 to 40. And you're helping those parents look within their own inner being, so that they can have a better connection with their child, rather than looking at the child and going, something's wrong with my kid, something is wrong. And you're helping them shift that focus, because once they go in and work on their own inner child, their own inner wounding or trauma, then the relationship changes with their child.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
And it's beautiful because it's so rewarding. It's not always easy, and everyone listening who has been on a journey of healing and awakening knows that it can be painful, and that's just part of our story, and we need to acknowledge it, and it's okay. That's why it's important to reach out for help, to not do it alone, to ask someone for you know, bouncing ideas. What's going on in my head? I have those doubts. Where are they coming from? Can we please talk about that? What can I do? So I really love the work I'm doing because I see the progress parents make in a very short time because they see the effect it has on the child.
That's so good. That's so good. How can people find you and contact you for working together with you?
So I have a website, stephaniefernandez.com. You can book there a free call with me. You can read all about my services. I have a few programs. I also work with children. And I'm on Instagram, HypnoStephanie, and I'm on Facebook, HypnoStephanie. So this is where you can find me.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you came on today to talk about this and that you're doing that work that you're doing, because the children are our future and they are the future leaders of this world. And it's our responsibility to make right what hasn't been made right. And now is the time to do it. So everyone that is challenged at home with their in their relationships with their children or even their own inner child, message Stephanie Fernandez and just within one or two sessions, you can already have a better result. The other thing I wanted to point out is you're in Denmark, and what time is it there now?
It's 9 p.m.
9 p.m. So the beautiful thing is we have internet now and we can, you know, meet with each other. It doesn't really matter, but we can make it work. And you are one of the things I asked you about, you know, it must be nice to live in Denmark because I heard some good things about Denmark and COVID. Would you like to say what has happened in a short period of time that we have left? We have 1 minute. Tell us what happened in the last 6 months.
Well, we are so blessed to live here, really. Here, we don't live with COVID anymore. There are no restrictions. Our children were able to go to kindergarten and nursery throughout the whole lockdown period. We were all really safe. Nobody of us caught COVID. Everyone was following the rules and regulations. The government was working together with all the institutions. It was just an amazing achievement from the government. And I cannot say how blessed I feel to have been living here, because I didn't have to experience the hardship that many parents around the world had to.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you said to me, we don't have COVID anymore. That's the reason why I said, because I've heard that with Denmark and I thought, wow, that leadership over there is really great. And I thought, wow, that's something to, it's a model. It's a role model for us. Mm-hmm. Just as you are, my dear. You're beautiful, and I'm so grateful that you came on the show today. Thank you, Stephanie, for coming on, and I hope to, again, see you in the future.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yes, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Check out this new app I'm featured in. You're going to look for KS Media Group app in the App Store. Download it, launch and create your free account. Get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. That was such a wonderful episode. And I'm going to introduce you now to our next guest, Debbie Gale. I was just speaking with Debbie in the green room, and Debbie, the lady that was on with us before, she might be somebody that you want to put in your resource pocket for some of the people that you're going to be coming across and also helping, because you have quite a story today. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing what it is that you're sharing. After losing your beloved son to mental illness and addiction, Debbie Gale Zane transformed her life by turning her pain into her purpose of helping other parents of teens and young adults with mental illness and or addiction. Through finding her calling, she was able to find healing for herself. Debbie's journey of love and loss includes raising three children as a single mom. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. And her oldest son being diagnosed with a schizoaffective disorder and becoming addicted to drugs and alcohol and losing him when he was 26. Thanks for being on the show, Debbie Gale.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So right now you were talking about that you are writing a book and that you are helping. Now your work is now geared towards helping others that are facing these kinds of traumatic experiences.
Yes, it is. After I lost my son, after he passed away when he was 26, it kind of just made me rethink my entire life. It's hard to explain the process, but it was just this period of time where this deep soul searching into what am I meant to do? Why am I here? And I had already been a life coach, but I wasn't specifically working with parents. And I really felt strongly about being able to help parents of teens and young adults who were going through something very similar that I dealt with my son during the 9 years since he was diagnosed with his mental illness and began using drugs, because it was not an easy journey, but we managed to have a really close and loving relationship, me with him and my other kids and my kids with each other. And so that doesn't mean that there weren't challenges and difficulties and fears and, I really feel strongly about helping other parents, and because I see that a lot of them are being consumed by their fear.
By their fear. They're being consumed by their fear. What's the fear? What is the fear about? Fear of what?
I think that there are several fears that are going on. Fear, especially when they're dealing with drugs and mental illness and things are happening that are with unpredictability and uncertainty, there's kind of like that fear of what's going to happen next. Even if there's like a calm and a lull, they're not enjoying it. They're not enjoying their child. They're not enjoying their life. They're on edge as to what's going to happen next, especially even with sleeping, because sometimes things are, you're getting a call from the hospital in the middle of the night, or, you know, they're coming up with, you know, being suicidal or on drugs or a crashed car or something. And so, you know, they're even afraid to sleep. And the other fear is that, you know, just that fear of something bad happening to your child, which, you know, it's like, you love your child so much and you want the best for them and you don't want anything bad. You want them protected, but there just isn't that certainty in life. And when you hang on to that certainty, you have more fear.
So I feel like that fear, it's kind of like waiting for the other shoe to drop, because if the diagnosis is given mental illness, drugs, alcohol, you know that the child is doing drugs and alcohol, then the fear is, are they, when they stop or, you know, whatever, are they going to do it again? Are they going to do it again? It's that trauma, cell memory of trauma that has happened before. And so then the fear is, oh, is it going to happen again? Can it stay true? So you're basically sleeping with one eye open and one eye closed, because you're always looking at, is this going to happen again? Is this going to happen again? So that is the fear. And what you're helping people with is, but to be able to then overcome that fear and not live, like you said, they can't enjoy their children because they're preoccupied with trauma.
Yes, that is exactly the truth. They can't enjoy their children. They can't enjoy their other children in the family. They can't enjoy any areas of their life. Their fear just consumes them.
Yeah. And that's why it's really good to know how to process fear, because, you know, this is also part in the work that I've done and do with clients and customers and different things in learning to how to process fear and really what is fear and defining that fear and, you know, learning how to do that. So this is an important piece that you're going to be helping people with, is processing that fear, because they could make that fear real and make that a reality as well, just by constantly energizing that energy.
Yes, because they have a choice. And so I work with them on empowering their emotions so that they can get into an empowered emotional state. We're not burying any emotions, but we're just learning to actually love them and embrace them so that we can move through them and move into a more empowered state. I've also found that I mentioned before, a lot of times behind the fear is that need for certainty. And that's what I found for me, and I found with a lot of other parents, is them hanging on so much to the certainty that everything is going to be okay, that everything is going to go the way they want it to. And the thing is, there just is no certainty. There isn't certainty in life, especially when it comes to people and places and circumstances which are beyond our control. And so I work with them so that they are not placing certainty at such a high level. For me, I know I was able to, in my own life, substitute contributing to others and serving others for that need for certainty. And that was a big part of those 9 years that I was raising my son with his illness and addiction. And I had that a lot for me, focusing on the contribution and what I can do for others, whether that's others outside myself, my son, my other two children. Also, when I started my coaching business, this was part of the serving others. And what can I do for them? What can I do beyond myself?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so good. That is a really key piece that you just identified. And that is, people put too much uncertainty and they put too much investment there. And the thing about it is that it just is, it's not a realized expectation. We can't, because there isn't any certainty. So it's important to identify that. And I bet that once people realize, what is it that they can do to let go and live in trust? Because I mean, just in this day and time, with the way that we are evolving as a human race, uncertainty is part of our evolution, because nothing is, we're rewriting all our histories of everything. We're coming up with whole new ways of living and being, and there is nothing etched in stone. It's not certain. Nothing is that way. But so that's why I think that would also be very helpful for many people around that uncertainty.
Yeah, that was really a big piece for me. And it doesn't have to be substituting it with contribution. There can be definitely other things that I work with them on in their lives. But it's like you said, it's not emphasizing that need for certainty so much, because we're not going to get it. Then we're just going to be in fear. We're just going to have a hard time in all areas of our lives. You know, it's best, we're in a better position to take care of our child and our other children when we take care of ourselves. So being in that good emotional state is important.
Yeah, that is a good, and that's really where you need to be too, for your own self, and then for your other children as well, and all of your relationships in life. So who is your client? Who are the people that are listening that are going to be saying, I need to contact Debbie? Who are they?
Yeah, so they are parents of teens and young adults, or even, you know, not so young adults. But if you're living with a child who has some kind of depression or any kind of mental illness or any kind of using drugs and alcohol, or even any sort of challenge that you think is along those lines, that's my ideal client that I really want to help.
Good, good. How do people find you, Debbie, on social media? What are the those social media handles?
So I'm under Debbie Gail Coaching, and Gail is G-A-I-L. I also have a Facebook group for parents called Loving Parents Navigating Challenges. It's a free Facebook group. I just started it a month ago, so it's growing. And I am on Instagram under Debbie Gail Coaching, and also that's my website.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm so glad that you're out here doing this work, that you're helping so many people around this. And like I said to you, I'm really sorry that you had this experience, that you lost your son. It's one of the most unimaginable things that a woman, a mother can go through, or a father too, is to lose their child to, you know, anything, suicide, addiction, whatever it is, mental illness. I definitely can relate. I was with two women last year that lost their sons to suicide. So I remember very much the pain that they had to face and everything. So Debbie, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Yeah.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I really had a nice time.
Great, great. Everyone, we're going to close this show and stay tuned next for Diane McClay and Trish Campbell on the Shift Podcast. We'll see you again at 1 o'clock for another Stories of Hope.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.